later, and also a bit of a venue change as well. This game was originally a Shikellamy home game last night. Due to the weather, it was postponed and moved here to Southern Columbia, the place where a year ago the Braves season came to an end on a three-pointer by Caden Carl at the buzzer, and Shikellamy's season ended on a devastating loss after they played Southern to a very, very tight game. We'll look back at that game with Coach Bill Ziegler briefly and look ahead to tonight's matchup. Joining me, as always, the Chief, Dave Ritchie. And Chief, you remember that game quite well. Matter of fact, you look back on it a little bit over the summer months as well. What is it that you saw that Southern Columbia did differently in the second half of that game that kind of helped them keep things tight?
Well, if you remember, Kevin, that game was a game between two teams that probably had, they didn't even have 10 wins between them. And it was a close game. So really, they didn't do a lot different. It's in the second half, they did the first half, they just stayed in the game with Shikellamy. And Shikellamy went up by 1 point with very little time left on the clock. And when that young man took the shot, he was way, way beyond the three-point line. And it was just one of those games where the Braves, again, weren't meant to win. And that's, you know, the Carl kid hit more than just one three in that quarter.
Yeah.
I think he had two other ones, too. So, you know, you can work your tail off and score two-point baskets. And, you know, all the team has to do is come down and hit a couple of threes, and they're staying right with you. And that's what the Southern Tigers did. That was, in fact, that was Pete Long's last game
in Southern
as
Columbia,
head coach
yeah.
here. And what I was impressed was the freshman last year who had a monster game. I think he had close to 30 points, and the ninth grader. And he's the sophomore point guard this year. All right. And it's just something that, Wislowski is his name, Braden Wislowski. Very talented young man. Reminds me a lot of the sophomore who was a freshman last year at Lewisburg who ran, was it Cameron Michaels?
I believe
who ran the point up at Lewisburg. Does everything well. Dribble, penetrate, scores, and also can shoot outside. And he's very good at giving assists when people collapse on him too. So he was the key last year. As far as I'm concerned, Wislowski.
Well, again, tonight, you can't find 10 wins between the two teams. Southern Columbia coming in at 6-5 overall. The Braves at 2-9 on the season. We'll get a chance to check in with Coach Bill Ziegler when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And coming up at tip-off on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Check it out.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Welcome back to Southern. Kevin Hur with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves taking on the Southern Columbia Tigers, a team a year ago that you matched up with very well, fought back and forth, and then a three-pointer at the buzzer, the difference in the game. When you look back at that game, how different is this Southern team now compared to last year?
Well, they didn't have Claibon last year. He was injured, and he's back, and he's a really good player. So, I think he makes them a little bit stronger than they were last year. And I've seen them, they can really get up and down the floor. You know, I've seen them score 70 points in some games. So, offensively, they can put the ball in the basket.
Not really a huge team inside, but a team that is able to score points. I mean, three guys in double figures, another tough team to defend.
Yeah, we're going to have to be smart intelligently. I mean, they got a guy that scores 8, and he's fourth on their team in scoring. They got a guy with 11 and 2 with 13. So we have to just be prepared where they are at all times and play smart tonight and solid at both ends.
On the offensive side, you're probably going to match up against the zone. What have you worked on over the last several weeks? Because you don't see a whole lot of zone. What have you worked on to try and improve your offense against the zone?
Well, it definitely hasn't been the last couple of weeks because we haven't had a whole lot of time to practice. But it has been, we did practice on 2 days ago to go over the zone. And, we feel if we can get the ball inside, we have a better chance of scoring from the outside. So we want to be more of an outside team first, or inside team, and then get the ball on the outside. And we just have to be patient against the zone. And when the opportunity arises to drive to the basket, we got to make sure we drive to the basket and don't just get satisfied with passing the ball around the perimeter.
You know, you have, and you told your team, if this is a game where we have to play big. What do you mean?
Well, you know, this is a game that we've been starting to play, you know, at stretches well. But we haven't put it together for 32 minutes yet. You know, against Mifflinburg for the first half, I thought we played very, very well, and then came out in the third quarter and kind of stunk it up a little bit. So, we really need to come out and, for us to play big is we need to try to put 32 solid minutes together. So, we're really working on it, and hopefully tonight will be the beginning of that.
Thanks, Bill. Good luck. We'll chat with you later.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Starting lineups tonight for this game between Shikellamy and Southern Columbia. Let's start with the homestanding Southern Columbia Tigers coming in at 6-5 on the season. It'll be Liam Claibon, the 6'1", 175 junior at guard, averaging 13 points a game, a 76% free throw shooter. Mike Sino is the other guard, a 5'11", 170-pound junior, averaging 8 points a game and 29% from the free throw line. Jake Tuzaleski is the sophomore that's a forward and center. He's a 6'3", 185 sophomore, averaging 1 a game and a 75% shooter. Brian Britton is the freshman, 6', 160 guard, averaging 11 points a game and 81% shooter. and Braden Wasilowski is the sophomore 5'10", 175 guard the Chief was talking about earlier. 13 points a game and a 52% free throw shooter on the season. For the Shikellamy Braves tonight, it'll be John Pfeiffer, the 6'3 junior guard. Pfeiffer averaging 8 points a game, a 65% free throw shooter, leads the team in that category. Brayton Long, the 6-foot senior guard, averaging 3 points a game, takes the lead in drawing the charge call this year. Mason Dietrich, after a couple of games off, as a matter of fact, 4 games off, is finally back after that Lewisburg injury. The 6-foot sophomore guard is averaging 7 points a game, a 65% free throw shooter on the season. Nate Luciano, the 6-foot senior guard, averaging 7 points a game, a 57% free throw shooter. He leads the team in steals, assists, and in blocks, tied with Marshall in 5. Not bad for a guard. Davis Marshall is a 6-foot senior forward. Marshall averaging a team high 13 a game, leads the team in rebounds 3-1, points off turnovers, and is tied for the team lead in blocks. Caden Carl had those big three-pointers off the bench in the second half. He had those 9 points that made a big difference, but then it was Wasilowski that we mentioned earlier, the guard that had a game-high 21 in that winning effort a year ago. Carl coming off the bench likely again tonight. Braves averaging 42 points a game, giving up 54. They are shooting 55% from the free throw line, 35% from the floor in the two-point area, 23% in the three-point area, 31% overall for the year for the 2-9 Shikellamy Braves. Right now, the third seed in the District 9-4 tournament, and looking at a likely trip at this point anyway to Central Mountain. And, of course, Central Mountain with 4 wins has to come to Shikellamy in the beginning of March. And then the Braves also have Selins Grove, another district opponent, coming up in March as well.
I believe the 3rd and 5th.
I believe you are correct.
Monday, Wednesday. I think that's how it's going to go. So, yeah, Kevin, looking at the scorebook from last year, big difference is Davis Marshall had 17, and a guy by the name of Jacob Hernandez had 11. They had 28 of the 49 points. Davis is back. Jacob's at Lewisburg.
They're going to have to find another 11 points somewhere else tonight. Maybe it'll be Mason Dietrich with the return. He was shooting really well before the injury at Lewisburg. We'll have the opening tip when we return. Southern Columbia Shikellamy on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And get ready to go over to the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. We're going to go live there momentarily.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Tonight's game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by W&L Mazda. Come and check out the premier lineup of Mazda vehicles today at WNL Mazda. Sporty Roadsters. So the luxury third row seating, you'll feel inspired by their craftsmanship, technology, and safety features. Experience the WNL difference on Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com. And don't forget, while you're watching the game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, make sure you click subscribe. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as we get ready for this matchup between Chickalamee and Southern Columbia. Again, 24 hours later and a change of venue later. Braves will be in their road navy blue uniforms tonight with the white trim and navy or in the maroon numerals in the front with white lettering of Chickalamee and maroon shading there. Southern Columbia will be in their home white uniforms with the gold shading and black lettering and numerals up front. And we are going to see Claibon, Sido, Tuzaleski, Britton, and Wislowski we expect to see as the starting lineups tonight. The Braves will be Pfeiffer, Long, Dietrich, Luciano, and Marshall. Southern Columbia under the direction of Mike Watowicz for the first year. And by the way, earlier tonight, a girls game took place. The varsity girls, Southern Columbia with a 55-33 win over the Lady Braves here at Southern.
Yeah, they did an excellent job against the Braves. They basically took everything inside away from Chickalamee, and Chickalamee's outside game was not there. And whereas it wasn't the same for Southern hit quite a few threes, but they also had two girls that just dominated inside.
I believe our head referee tonight, it is indeed Ken Williams. And they're taking care of a little jewelry issue, or in this particular case, Mason Dietrich's wrist band. And it was one of those little stretchable bands. Marshall at the center circle along with Claibon as we get ready to get things started. And the ball is in the air. Marshall misses it, so did Claibon, but he got it on the second tip, and attacking the basket to our left will be Luciano and the Braves. In the corner now to Long, swinging it to Dietrich. Now into the wing to Luciano. Near wing, Pfeiffer, three, just missed that one. Tip out off of Marshall, out of bounds, as Southern Columbia defends right out of the gate.
Southern playing a zone, and Chickalamee is now in a full court press. 2-2-1.
2-2-1 to start things off, trying to slow down the tempo of this game already. And that ball knocked out of the hands of Britton. Britton gets it back, takes a shot from the baseline, no good. Pfeiffer with the rebound. Pfeiffer now coming back the other direction. He'll find Luciano, who'll drive in, find Long in the near wing. They'll swing it right around against this zone. And then Mason Dietrich runs the baseline for two.
Well, he just went right by his man, or that entire right side of the defense for Southern, and with a nice powerful layup at the end.
In the far corner, Sino fires up a two, I believe. It was
about a 10-footer. Kevin, one of the things that the press will do is it'll force the team to take shots before they really want to. Southern has done it twice now, but they've missed one and made one.
Well, Southern came out and started to press themselves, but the Braves broke that. Yeah. All tied at two with 6:45 to go first period.
It's a good idea sometimes just to pull back out and reset, especially when a team's playing a zone.
Underneath, it's Marshall drawing a double team. He'll try the sky hook. Not enough arc on that one. Couldn't get it to drop. Claibon with a rebound. He'll come up right hand, take a couple of steps, drive in, miss the shot, bounces off of Mason Dietrich, out of bounds, and a heads-up play by Wislowski.
Yeah, I believe Claibon was one of the quarterbacks for Southern's championship team this year, Kevin. I think he was one of them. I think he played most of the games there.
And there's a block by Marshall. Is going up when that one was Tuzaleski. Here comes Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer lost it, got it back, fires it up and in. I'll tell you what, he had a lot of hands on that basketball on the way in for two.
Well, the most important thing is he had his hands on it, Kevin.
That's a good
and
point.
And finished, all right?
That's a good point. And again, the Braves come out in the 2-2-1 and slow things up. And an over and back call as Claibon got called for it. And the turnover will be in favor of Chickalamee with 6:03 to go in the first.
I don't think it was over and back.
You think it was a carry?
Yeah, because he was He was at, right. at the Southern Emblem there.
Yeah.
It would have been pretty late to do
well,
that.
After I said that.
It's the same
it's
signal.
It's the same signal, yeah. And I thought you and I thought about it, too, when you were right there. Dietrich sends it inside, and you heard the slap of Claiborne spiking that one out of bounds.
Well, Mason Dietrich is an added bonus or a welcome player back, Kevin, because he's very good at scoring, and that's something the Braves have lacked.
4-2 Chicoutimi, 5:42 to go here in the first period. Welcome those of you listening on News Radio 1070 WKOK, online as well, and watching on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel live tonight. There's a Luciano 3 from the near wing. That one no good. Slapped out in the hands of Pfeiffer. He'll go into the corner to Long on the far side. Back to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now puts it on the floor, drives in, runs into the immovable object in Tuzelski, misses the shot. Ball at the other end, thrown out of bounds. It'll be Chicoutimi basketball.
Well, Southern, a victim of their own trying to get up and down the court real quick. That pass could have been a little bit more air underneath it. Very difficult for number four that time, Zato, to catch.
But in other words, you're saying that was a too far,
exactly.
A too fast break.
Yeah, exactly.
Dietrich on the near wing for three. Comes up a little short. And again, a lot of white jerseys under there. Wasilowski gets the rebound.
But they don't waste any time. They attack right away trying to get that ball up the court off of a defensive rebound.
Wasilowski with the basketball, guarded by Dietrich. Over to the left side. Zino lobs it in for number 24, Wasilowski. Couldn't quite get the oop there.
Yeah, not too many times you see an alley-oop to the guard, Kevin.
And driving in is Luciano. That one slapped out, and Pfeiffer will pick up the foul on Britton.
That play reminds me of what we call the wheel route in football, with the fullback or
halfback right.
coming out of the backfield. And Wasilowski came out of the front court, and nobody went with him.
Cale Ammerman in the game with a fresh buzz on the side of his haircut. I notice these things because you can't go by face anymore with a mask on. You got to go by their hair if you can't see the number. Claiborne with the basketball. They'll swing around now and give it back to Saito via Wasilowski. Now Claiborne again. Guarded there by Ammerman. He'll put it on the floor, drive in, come back out for a fadeaway three. Oh, my. And that one just dropped through the net and wrapped the net right around the rim.
Yeah, everything about that shot goes against technique.
That's exactly right.
But, you know, the one thing that it didn't go against is the fact that he put it in, all right? So that was a nice shot by Liam.
Gallagher and Carl in the game for Southern Columbia, who have their first lead of the night, 5-4 at the halfway point here of the period. Ammerman, three to answer back, a little long. Big rebound by Tuzelski. I'm impressed. That was a goal. Yeah. He was really up there.
And there you see the case where the press from Southern forced Chicoutimi to put a ball up before anybody was underneath the basket.
Britton drives in. That one rejected. And coming back the other way after Davis Marshall's rejection with it is Luciano. They'll swing it around and get it to Luciano on the far wing again. Back inside to Mason, or to Marshall, rather, and a foul. This one looks like it's going to be on
Yeah, they're going to call it on Davis Marshall. Davis never really got his hands on that entrance pass, Kevin. And once that happened, you know, there was a lot of reaching by both players, but Davis is the one that got called for the foul.
Team foul number two, his first, with 3:28 to go in the first period. 5-4, Southern Columbia on top. Britton with the basketball, feeds it in now to Claiborne. That one stolen away by Long. Long with a two-on-two. Long stops, takes one off the window, no good. Marshall's putback is good.
A good follow by Davis. He came all the way down the court, and we have another foul against Chicoutimi.
No, I think this one's against Southern. I think this one's against Britton. I'm sorry. I thought the official pointed the other direction, but it was Long that commits the foul.
Braden Long with a push.
I thought he pointed the other direction, but he was pointing at something different.
Well, the key that I saw, Kevin, was Southern wasn't going to give the ball up. They just kept coming down the floor, right? So
that's
figured it was
point.
Against Chicoutimi.
Well, that's good observation on your part. Top of the key three, Tuzelski hits the rim and drops it through. 8-6, a two-point lead with under three to go in the first.
Now that's the difference in the ball game here, Kevin. 2 3-point shots by Southern.
The Braves have struggled to find the three-point shot. Marshall, back iron too long, no good. Rebound, Claiborne, one and done again. Southern Columbia pounding the defensive boards right now. Claiborne between the circles, gives it off now to Gallagher. Gallagher guarded by Ammerman, goes left side to Britton. Britton puts it on the floor, starts in with a double team, comes up short. And a beautiful save to Gallagher, but he right into the hands of James, who goes to Long. Long reverses, misses the shot. James with a backwards pass to Long, finds Marshall, puts it up and in.
Well, that's nice. Nice job by Jakari to get that ball, keep it alive, and get it out to Braden. And, of course, Braden with the nice assist into another good job of running the court by Davis Marshall.
Jakari James makes some of the prettiest, amazing passes I've ever seen a high school player make. Time and time again. Driving in. Sozaleski comes up short with a two. Braves in Southern tied at eight. Driving all the way in is Pfeiffer and will take the layup and put it in with a minute 42 to go and a timeout by Southern Columbia.
Well, John, we've watched him all year long. Once he gets to the top of the key, he picks the ball up with those long legs. He just goes in. That time nobody got in his road, didn't shorten his stride, and he went right in for his second basket of the game. He and Davis Marshall lead the Braves with 4 points apiece. Mason Dietrich has the other basket. On the other end, Claiborne and Tosilowski have three-pointers, and Zito has a bucket.
Tonight's game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company, where they've been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. 106 years in the automotive business doesn't come by accident. So for your next Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or even Lincoln, or maybe a quality used vehicle, visit Sunbury Motors for the best car buying experience of your life. And don't forget, while you're watching it on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, make sure you click subscribe, Chief.
I don't have to. I've already subscribed.
You already did on your smart TV, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, it takes a smart person to run that smart TV. And every
so
once
who
in
did
a while,
you hire?
Well, I try it myself a lot of times.
Believe it or I'm not. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Believe
you
it or
left
not,
it
Kevin,
there.
I have a little bit of technological.
You do.
You know,
technological
smarts, all right, that I've learned over the years.
Gallagher drives in, loses it out of bounds. It's off of Shikalimi, though, with a minute 33
Kevin,
to go in a two-point lead.
You know, the last 10 years of my teaching career, I never used a piece of chalk to teach, and I teach math.
Were
so there you go.
Using a smart board?
Well, that and that most of the time.
Or
yeah.
An overhead.
No.
There's a good running one-hander by Gallagher who lays it up and in to tie it at 10.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. Maybe I'll let you do the game by yourself now, Kevin.
Minute 18 remaining here in the first period, all tied at 10. James with a three-pointer, no good. And fighting for the rebound is Pfeiffer and Saito, and a held ball call. And the possession arrow will be in favor of Southern Columbia.
The Braves are going to have to do a good job of rebounding. You know, they've not done a bad job at the defensive end, but they need a couple of offensive boards, Kevin, and to get some easy baskets.
Well, Southern Columbia has about three guys underneath the basket every time Shikalimi shoots.
Well, I want you to take, oh, there goes right down the middle. That's what he did last year.
And Wasilewski bounced it right off the rim. Marshall with a rebound. So under 50 to go. And now the Braves have it, looking for a good shot now. James lost it, tipped out of his hand. Saito tips it, and James somehow comes up with it again. And there goes somebody's mask. It's James' mask. He has to pick it back up. They'll feed it inside to Pfeiffer, right between the hands and right out of bounds.
That's the right idea. They moved the ball so well from the right side to the left side, and when John got the ball, he tried to get it inside. When Mason got the ball, he tried to get it inside to John Pfeiffer, and John just kind of, you know, didn't catch it. It went out of bounds.
So Wasilewski will have a chance to bring him up and play for the last shot. He'll find Saito on the right side with 20 seconds to go. And fighting for the loose ball, it squeezes its way out to Ziemba, and he will send it out to Carl.
On
and no shot. It will be a foul on the floor. And that one is
14,
going to be against
Kevin.
Dietrich.
Mason Dietrich picks up his first foul.
Team's fourth foul. Southern Columbia yet to commit a foul with 14.9 left.
Wait a minute. They've yet to get called.
Okay.
They might have committed
that's
a foul.
That's right. Yet to be charged with one. And a beautiful steal by James on the inbounds. He'll no-look pass over to right side to Luciano. Back to James with five. James starts in. He had his pocket picked by Gallagher. Lobs it up for Sino. Shot on the way is no good. So at the end of the first period of play, it is Southern Columbia 10, Shikellamy 10. This is Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Today's game brought to you in part by Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center on North 4th Street in Sunbury, now offering an associate's degree in early childhood education that'll prepare you to turn yourself into the chief and get a rewarding career in school and child care centers. Find out more information at lackawanna.edu and make sure when you watch the game on the YouTube channel, you click subscribe.
Well, Kevin, it's a deja vu all over again. To quote your favorite baseball player. Last year this game was close and 10-10 to start. We got another barn burner.
Deep three by Luciano, high off the rim. Does not drop in, though. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball.
Kevin, I want you to take a look at all of the Southern players, okay? And you tell me if you think they haven't been in the weight room.
Might be an understatement.
I'm telling you, you know.
I don't think be that, in the weight room is quite
that,
the right
that
word.
That is a Southern Columbia, Southern area must for their athletes. And they've got a beautiful facility here. You come out here in the summertime. We used to bring the girls out to play. It was like being at Knoebels. All the kids were in the weight room working out. I'm telling you.
It was like being in Playland.
They bought in and they believe in the system.
Well, that one went right through the arms of Zekman, and Shikellamy turned it over, and Southern Columbia now sends it right through the arms of Sino, and that will turn it over.
Well, maybe Liam lifted too many weights with that pass, all right? That one was a little high, okay? Wow. And, you know, there's been a lot of unforced turnovers here, Kevin, by both teams.
And, again, the press now with a 1-2-2 press for Southern, and the Braves will get it inside now. And Zekman lost it completely out of his hands. It was ripped out by Claibon.
Yeah, Claibon with a nice job. He dropped down like he's supposed to from he's out in front on the press. When it goes away from him, he's got to drop down, and he kept Colin from getting a layup.
Cameron Leonard in for James now. He'll have the basketball, drives in. One-hander, nice kiss off the window for the freshman guard. 12-10, Shikellamy leads it by two. Answer back comes up short on the other side by Claibon. Here's Dietrich with it. Had his pocket picked from behind by Wasilewski and sliding out of bounds. It'll be Southern Columbia basketball.
It's Shikellamy's ball.
Shikellamy's ball, I'm sorry.
You know, he did a nice job of stealing the ball, but then it got away from him and he just couldn't catch up with it.
Wasilewski was going 110 miles an hour. The ball was going 100. 12-10, 6:53 to go here in the half. Shikellamy inbounding now. Wasilewski has been all over the court here early on. Leonard thought about a three. Now he's going to drive in. Goes left hand. Missed the shot. Chased down and controlled by Claibon, and a bump called on Mason Dietrich.
That's one of those situations. Mason came up to try to keep him from making the pass and hit him with his chest, and you're going to get that foul call, and that is two on Mason. It's not a good thing.
And Southern has yet to be charged with a foul. And five team fouls for the Braves.
I see Cal Emmerman getting ready to go up, so he's probably going to come in for Mason so he doesn't get the third one.
Wasilewski with a basketball. That pass is tipped across court, and Zekman comes up with it. He'll find Luciano with a two-point lead. Luciano far side by Marshall. Marshall now tied up. Nope, a reach-in called on Claibon. Claibon was trying to get the held ball called, but the official underneath the basket said that will be number one against Southern Columbia, and Ammerman will check in now for Dietrich, as you mentioned, Chief.
Yeah, Davis with trying to take the move to the basket, put his back to the basket. Got good position there, Kevin.
Well, he had great position right in front of Zamba, and he put it in for two. Quickly down the other way, Gallagher gets the bucket, or will they say it's on the floor?
No, it's a good bucket. That's definitely a good shot, Kevin.
It is a good. Yep, there's the signal. So the bucket does count, and the foul is going to be charged to Leonard. That will be team foul number 6, but a shooting situation for Gallagher.
Kevin, I've looked down to put in the book that Davis Marshall got a basket, and by the time I looked up, Southern's down at the other end shooting
exactly.
The layup on the foul. So, you know, that's how quickly they move up and down the court.
Gallagher, a 60% free throw shooter, finishes the three-point play in a one-point Southern Columbia lead. 14-13, 6:06 to go here in the half.
Oh, he has 6 points altogether, Kevin.
Luciano, top of the key, three, no good. Ripped down by Gallagher. Gallagher outlet now to Claybon. Claybon. Oh, no one saw Wisolowski there behind him. And he just came right through and laid it up and in. 15-14.
Yeah, but it was between Luciana's legs. The ball went between Luciana's legs.
There's the feed inside for Zekman. Lost it, got it back, and a foul called on Zamba. He was trying to get at least one hand on it to try and get the held ball call. That did not work. Britton ready to check in for Southern Columbia. And also coming in as Pfeiffer for Shikellamy. So it'll be Zamba getting a rest and Zekman getting a rest. And now Caden Carl coming in for Southern. And he will replace Mike Saito.
Kevin, if you're going to run transition game fast break, you have to have people filling the lanes. And Southern does that very well.
Open three. Luciano did not take it that time. Leonard out at the top of the key with 5:30 to go. Right side long. Long starts in. He goes out to Luciano. And they'll reset the offense here. On the near wing, it's Ammerman. Now to Leonard. Leonard on the far wing, puts it on the floor between the circles. And Pfeiffer now directs traffic. Top of the key long with 5:10 remaining. A very patient Shikellamy offense now. Leonard, scoop shot, put it up and in. Wow.
Well, that was one of those great shots when he shoots.
No, yes.
Exactly, Kevin.
Claybon shot, no good. Luciano going back the other way. He was tipped on the way in. Pfeiffer's shot the first time, no good. Second time is 3-point Shikellamy lead, 450. We make that 4:45 to go in a half, and a foul against Leonard.
And this will be a 1-1, Kevin, because that'll be the Braves' 7th foul.
That will indeed be foul number 7.
Well, Cam picks up 2 quick fouls here in the second quarter. And a lot of that has to deal with the fact you're just not getting back in time. Of course, as quickly as Southern runs their fast break off of a made basket, you know, you really got to be thinking constantly, all right?
Get
back right away.
Yeah. Marshall will come in now for Luciano. That will send Carl the line, a 67% free throw shooter. And he hits all the rim, the backboard, and dropped it in. Of another opportunity here to make it a one-point game with 4:40 to go here in the half. He'll hit the setup again, bounce it 3 times, and that one much better shot. 1-point lead for Shikellamy now with 4:40 remaining here in the second period as Pfeiffer now will bring it up slowly. We'll go to Ammerman now in the near wing. Pfeiffer between the circles. Back to Ammerman. Into the far wing now to Leonard, back to Pfeiffer, back to Leonard. Now in the corner long. Now to Pfeiffer, and that ball in orbit.
Well, he had Davis Marshall open in the post, low post, Kevin, and he tried to get it back out to John Pfeiffer for a three.
Bill Ziegler wants a timeout after that turnover. Today's game brought to you in part by Glick's. Route 15 just north of Shamokin Dam. You're going to find fireplaces, stoves, garage doors, and they'll get you ready for spring with deck and patio awnings. Learn more about heating and improving your home at Glicks.com. And don't forget, while you're watching the game, click subscribe on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Busy week of sports on WKOK. Thursday night, we have a scheduled basketball game back down in this region at Shamokin. It'll be on WKOK and WKOK.com. That's set for 7:09, 7:30 tip-off. And then if that doesn't happen, we'll take you to Penn State basketball instead with Steve Jones and Dick Girardi on Thursday night. Scheduled tip-off there, 7:30, if, again, we have a snow out. And then on Saturday, late day, about 5:30, it'll be the District 4-9 Wrestling Championships from Clearfield. Southern with the basketball now. Pfeiffer steals it, tips it into the hands of Ammerman, and he'll come up with that one. That one actually might be a steal, and that one is a giveaway because Long did not see that one coming. And at the halfway point of the period, the Southern Columbia Tigers will have the basketball, trailing it by one.
Well, John, I think, was trying to get that ball to Cam Leonard, who was in the corner, and Brayden had to be over there too and had his back to it and didn't think Cam was there, and actually got in Cam's way.
Driving in is Wisolowski, who comes up with the two that time. And, boy, I tell you what, these guys are not afraid to run
well,
the paint.
Well, you can't let him get by you, and that's exactly what Cal Emmerman did. He just one step, and he was by him down the middle for the layup.
Now, this zone has really caused some havoc with the Shikellamy offense. It made him much more patient, I'll say that. With 3:33 to go, there's a tip. Emmerman gets it back. In the corner, Long, back to Ammerman, now to Luciano, far wing, now Pfeiffer attacking the basket to our left. Ammerman fakes a three, stops, sends it around the horn again. And again, no one able to get the ball inside. Now Luciano drives in. He is blocked by Claybon, but the Braves get it back. Top of the key, three, Pfeiffer, back iron, no good. Rebound by Marshall. Marshall right back up. He's short. Loose ball now picked up by Gallagher of Southern Columbia with three to go.
Well, three opportunities for the Braves on that set, Kevin.
Britton, three from the near side, no good. Backside rebound by Marshall, knocked out of bounds. And Luciano tried to save it. It might have been off Carl.
Well,
but when Luciano tried to save it, he touched the baseline. It'll be Southern basketball.
Well, Carl was all over Davis Marshall's back and didn't get called for it. And, you know, that's that. But, you know, you got to admit, when you're 6'5", that happens to you all the time.
Oh, that was a nice catch and shoot by Britton, and a one coming. 21-18 with 2:46 to go. And the foul charged to Ammerman. Team foul number eight.
And I think that's, you know, Davis got him technical in the last game.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things that happened to him, okay?
Ooh, that is a rare miss from Britton right off the front of the rim, an 81% free throw shooter, and Ammerman picks it up.
Well, the Braves need a bucket here, Kevin.
Absolutely. Ammerman tries to tie it with a three from deep. That one no good. Tip controlled by Wisolowski. He'll bring it back with 2:30 to go. Drives right by Luciano. Missed the shot. Pfeiffer has it. 2-on-3. Driving down. It's Marshall. And Marshall will get it this time. Good passing by the Braves. And a one-point Southern lead. Quickly back the other way. Carl with a catch and shoot. Air ball. Long with it underneath. Luciano back the other way to try and give the Braves a lead with two to go. Long into the corner to Ammerman now. Near wing, Luciano, corner, Pfeiffer, near side. Pfeiffer runs the baseline, steps out, puts it up with a right hand, and a beauty. 22-21, under two to go.
That was a different move, Kevin. I mean, he came back to the middle off of his pivot foot.
Claybon, oh my, that was somewhere from Bloomsburg Fairgrounds. That's obnoxious three. 24-22. Here comes Pfeiffer from the near wing. In and out, no good. And out of bounds, Southern basketball, Shikellamy basketball.
Well, good job by Braden Long to get a hand on that so that came off the Southern rebounders to go out of bounds. Give the Braves another opportunity here.
You know, that's a three you're never going to defend. Marshall tries to answer back with a three, missed it, chasing it down. Dietrich comes up with it, goes back to Marshall. Marshall spins inside, lays it up and in. 24 all with a minute 13 to go in the half.
The big guy with an acrobatic move, Kevin.
There's another deep three. That one by Claybon hits nothing but the Essen Tigers on the baseline. You know, I mean, normally you wouldn't even defend any of those threes, but after the one we just saw, you kind of have to now.
Kevin, this is like, I think we were out here about the same time of year. And
it was.
This is
exactly
a mimic of what we did last year.
You're absolutely right.
And we're only missing probably one player that graduated.
Under a minute remaining, 24 all here at the half. Coming up at the half. Marshall makes a nice move inside. Goes up, can't get the one. But Tuzeleski will get the foul. That will be team foul number four, and Marshall will go to the line to shoot a pair.
That was a really nice job by both players. Pfeiffer to see Marshall do that fake out and come back in and seal off the man. And of course, you know, just a great move by Davis.
And the 54% free throw shooter well short on the first one. Tell you what, Southern hasn't given Shikellamy many opportunities from the line. You don't want to miss these opportunities either.
Well, this is the only time they've been to the line.
Exactly. And that one, a much better shot, makes it 25-24 with 53.3 to go. And the Braves down to 2-2-1 press as Southern Columbia will try and push it up as quickly as possible. Pfeiffer tips it. Marshall had it for a second and a foul. I believe this one is going to be on Tuzaleski, and that's a tee. He threw the ball away, and Tuzaleski got teed up.
Well, he's going to pick a foul up.
He's going to pick up a foul and a tee.
Yes.
And yeah. I'm sorry, but that is the right call. I mean, you cannot throw the ball to nobody out of disgust with that, and especially right in front of the official.
Well, he just picked up his second and third foul, Kevin.
Exactly right.
Well, the Braves are going to get two shots here, and it looks like Mason Dietrich is going to take those two shots. Plus, they're going to get the ball. It would be a great way to end the second quarter for them. A lot of it depends if Mason can make both of these shots.
Dietrich, 13 of 20, 65% on the season. He would be the leading free throw shooter, but he doesn't have as many attempts as Pfeiffer does because of missing the last four games, and that one well short. Still 25-24 with 45.5 remaining. And here comes the second opportunity. That one is good. Coming off the bench now is Isaac Carter, the freshman forward. And I'm going to guess he's going to come in for Tuzaleski. Yeah, that's a good move there by Coach Watowicz. You want to make sure that the player that just got the tee does not stay in the game and pick up another one, especially when he picked up three fouls now. Braves with the basketball in a two-point lead, trying to play for the last shot, I would think. Dietrich now in the near corner says, nope, I'll take the three anyway, and he does. 29-24, Dietrich with a steal. Dietrich got it tipped out of bounds by Saito, and the Braves will have it again with 26.4 to go and a five-point lead.
Well, Mason doing a great job in his return here back after a couple of games, both scoring and playing defense.
Pfeiffer back to Dietrich, now into Luciano in the corner. 21 seconds to go. Braves have taken a tie game, actually a three-point deficit in the last couple of minutes and turned it into a five-point lead. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound by Carter. Carter sends it over to Britton with six. Britton drives into the baseline, off the window, no good. Pfeiffer with two. Pfeiffer with one. Half-court shot on the way. Just missed it off the back of the rim. So at the end of the first half, it is Shikellamy 29, Southern Columbia 26. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Shikellamy turned a two-point deficit into a 29-24 halftime lead here at Southern Columbia. And some big, big three-pointers already in this game on both sides of the court. Pfeiffer leads all scorers for Shikellamy with 10, Marshall with 9, Dietrich with 6, and Leonard off the bench with 4. Claiborne has 6, including a three-pointer that, as I said, was somewhere near the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds when he took it. And Gallagher fired in 5. Those are the two guys leading the way for Southern Columbia with 24 here at the half. This is a hugely important game for both teams if they want to make a playoff move. And, of course, Shikellamy already sitting as the 3 seed. Another win against a team with this many wins is really the points that Shikellamy will need in the way they do the pointing system, the power ranking system. You know, with all those wins that Southern Columbia has, that might just be enough to really tighten things up between the 2 and 3 seed, Central Mountain and Shikellamy. And the Braves, as we said earlier, still have a game with Central Mountain head-to-head, could find themselves as the number 2 seed before this is all said and done. But again, you got some basketball to play tonight. You got basketball to play on Thursday night against Shamokin. And that's all before you get into March. And what normally is what I like to call the February frenzy in high school basketball is now turned into March Madness high school style this year, with most of the district games now moving to March. And, of course, the opportunity to get yourself in the playoffs a little bit later on in the month of March. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
29-24, Shikellamy leading Southern Columbia at the half, Chief, and both of these teams just moving the ball up and down the court, although I think Southern is actually doing a little bit more of that up-tempo play than Shikellamy, mainly because of the Southern defense.
Well, I think if you take a look at Shikellamy's strategy, it's been working well after a made basket. But Southern, you know, just tries to push the ball constantly, and they try to make the long pass. Shikellamy has done well in their transition game, but a lot of it has to deal with the fact that the big guys are running the floor. John Pfeiffer's running the floor, and so is Davis Marshall. And it's paying off for them. The Braves' defense, I thought, was pretty good because in the half-court game, Southern didn't get a lot. A lot of times it was off of their fast break.
Well, and that's it. And they are very, very quick on that fast break. And you could see both teams then going to the press to try and slow the other team's offense down a little bit in that game. And I thought early on, Bill Ziegler thought that Southern Columbia would come out and play zone. They did play a lot of zone, and it really kind of stymied the inside game and the inside advantage that Shikellamy on paper has coming in.
You need one or two players that are good post players against the zone a lot of times. And, you know, that means trying to get the ball in down low. They have not run – here's the problem. They don't have another big man to go with Davis Marshall so they can run what we call a high-low. Have one guy run the baseline, another guy play around the foul line. And a lot of times you can get, like a low-high or high-low pass for baskets. They try to move the ball from side to side, Davis trying to get position. I think Braden Long could do that. I think Braden would be very good at posting up inside. I definitely know that John Pfeiffer could post up inside, but he seems to be out on the perimeter most of the time.
But a lot of Pfeiffer's points in his 10, game-high 10, have been on dribble penetration.
And that's what the Braves have done against the zone. They've been Luciano got in a couple of times. Now, he didn't make the baskets, but he got through the zone and got into the paint and put the ball up. And the way the Braves have been rebounding offensively, they've gotten some second and third chances at that. That's the thing, you know, that usually you play a zone to take away the three-point shot. Well, the Braves don't really have, aren't a.
They
made a couple, but you know, again, I just think that they've been patient, and they've worked, and they've gotten some pretty good looks at the basket.
At the half, it is Shikellamy 29, Southern Columbia 24. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Tonight's basketball game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by Alexander Family Dealerships. Proud to support local athletes and recognize their hard work and dedication. In the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, visit their 17 dealerships or online at blazealexander.com. And don't forget, while you're watching this game, make sure you click subscribe. How close is this to deja vu all over again from almost exactly a year ago, Chief?
Last year at this time, Shikellamy was leading Southern 28-25.
29-24, the Shikellamy lead 5 as we get ready to start the third period and switch ends here at Southern Columbia. Remember, that game went down to the wire until Caden Carl hit a three-pointer from just about the Southern Columbia Tiger insignia. Yeah.
Shikellamy was up 49-47 and ended up losing 50-49.
And I believe I had him firing that one up from somewhere near Pine Grove.
You did. You know, thank goodness, folks, Kevin's a pack rat and doesn't throw anything out, because I didn't recall that out of my memory. I looked in the book from last year.
You shouldn't have told anybody. We could. I was playing right along with it. Like, you knew that right like that.
Yeah, sure.
It'll be Clavon, Sino, Tozalowski, Britton, and Wislowski for Southern. There's Pfeiffer with a steal on the pass, finds Luciano. Luciano fouled on the way in by Wislowski. For the Braves, they're going to have Long, Davis, Marshall, Luciano, Dietrich, and Pfeiffer.
You know, it looked like it was a great job by Marshall to get those big hands up, those condor-like arms out, all right, to steal that ball. Got the ball out to Luciano. It looked like Nate was going to have a clear layup, but the good old number 24, Braden Wislowski, came out of nowhere to foul him. It was a good foul.
Luciano misses the first one, a 54% free throw shooter on the year. As we said earlier, the Braves have not been to the line too many times tonight. This is only their second trip to the line. Third trip to the line. And making one of two there makes it a six-point game. Quickly back the other direction. Britton has the basketball underneath. They swing it around the top of the key now to Claiborne. Claiborne blocked by Pfeiffer. Here comes Dietrich with a loose ball. Gives it back to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with his third block of the season. Dietrich now runs the baseline. Makes a nice adjustment around Claiborne for two. And it's a 32-24 Shikellamy lead. The third period has been deadly for the Braves the last couple of weeks. Tonight they're jumping out to an early one. And a timeout by Coach Watowicz.
That was pretty. You know, the Braves got the second steal here in the third quarter, and they got the ball out to Mason, and he kicked it back out. They swung it over to the left side, brought it back to the right side. Pfeiffer looked like he was going to take the three, saw Mason all alone here on the baseline, gave it to him, and Mason could have taken the three, but there was nobody on him, so he attacked the basket, got by the defender, and it was kind of an acrobatic shot that he made, but right touch, right angle, and he picked up, let's see, that's 8 points for him right now, Kevin.
32-24, 7-11 remaining here in the third period. Shikellamy starting with a little bit of a run.
Like, you know, we talked about, you know, Davis Marshall's going to get his points, and we needed Pfeiffer and Dietrich to get points, and they have now.
So far,
all
so
right,
good,
tonight.
Yeah. Wislowski with the basketball, goes near side to side. Oh, he is double-teamed and in some trouble. Passes tipped by Pfeiffer, who's playing some great defense. Knocked out of his hands by Claybon, out of bounds in front of the Southern bench, but the Braves will get it back.
Just those, you know, the ability to get in the passing lane and being harassing. And right now, Southern's probably doubting themselves as far as being able to get the ball up the court.
Pfeiffer far side with the basketball, top of the key, Luciano. Near wing now, Dietrich, as they attack the basket to our right. Pfeiffer fakes a shot inside
the
wall.
Yeah, here's a little high-low.
Yeah, that was, and yeah, a foul coming as the high player, Davis Marshall, got it, and Britton commits the foul. The low he was going to was long.
That's Britton's first foul.
Team foul number two for Southern.
Yeah, it's nice they've got Braden running the baseline.
Luciano finds wide open Dietrich, top of the key, three, and it's good.
Okay, so I'm going to let one of the best three-point shooters on Shikellamy's team all alone, and the Tigers paid for it on that one, Kevin.
It's an 11-point lead for the Braves. That one almost stolen away, and it is stolen away by Long. Gives it to Dietrich, lays it off the window and in. 37-24, Shikellamy leading it with 6:15 to go, and the run continues.
Like I said, they're having a lot of trouble getting the ball up the court.
And again, some struggles. Carter this time dishes it off to Britton. Britton blocked by Pfeiffer. That's his second block of the game. Dietrich outlets to Pfeiffer now. Pfeiffer brings it up, passes it into orbit and right over Davis Marshall's arms, and that's not easy to do.
Davis says, you know, I can reach up 9 feet, but I just can't get that 10 foot.
That extra half an inch.
Yeah, exactly.
An 8-0 run to start the period for Shikellamy with just under 6 minutes to go here in the third. Gallagher with a basketball, passes it into Saito, who couldn't hang on. An unforced error for those of you watching the
Australian Open. It gets up in your head,
Kevin.
It gets up in here. I've been there, Kevin, as a player and a coach, where, you know, everything you tried goes south.
Letter after the timeout came in the game. He has the ball now. They find Marshall. Far corner now Long. They'll reset the offense with Luciano on the near wing. Fakes. Sends it over to Long, far side. Three. Short. Rebound. Pfeiffer with a beautiful rebound. Puts it right back up and in. Pfeiffer right now, the one-man wrecking crew.
Well,
39-24, Shikellamy.
There's a steal, Kevin.
And Davis Marshall with a three-on-three. He'll come through. He'll weave his way through.
Right.
And Carl,
it
was a travel.
We have a player that wants out of the game, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm not exactly that. Are they calling that one against? It's an offensive foul against Marshall. I actually thought Carl tripped over him and committed the foul, but maybe Marshall went with the elbow before that happened. 39-24 with 5:10 to go in the third. Shikellamy now up by 15.
Mason Dietrich with 7 of those points, Kevin, here in the third quarter.
Feed inside, turnaround jumper by Carter, no good. Backside rebound by Ziamba. Now they'll go to Carl for three, no good. Ziamba with a rebound again. Now to Carter underneath, he'll back out. Third time's the charm. Here comes the shot by Ziamba, no good. Rebound Marshall, outlet to Luciano. Luciano has bad numbers there, has to force it over across to Long. Long to the near side to Pfeiffer, into the corner Luciano. Now they'll slow things down a little bit. Luciano near wing, deep three, NBA three, in and out, no good. Marshall gets it, and a foul coming on Zino.
There were four Southern players, and it looked like they had Marshall boxed out, but somehow he got the rebound, and then he got fouled. So you got to get a body on him to get him out of there.
Coach Matowicz is going to be like, how do we do that? How do we have that many white shirts underneath?
And don't get the rebound.
Long now comes out, and James will come in for the inbounds. They'll find Pfeiffer, and another foul on Saito. That's going to be his second already in this half.
Well, Kevin, you need to keep the intensity up, and you need to keep playing hard here because you've got Southern players back on their heels a little bit.
Pfeiffer, who had a really good 4.5 minutes or 3.5 minutes there, comes out. And now Mason Dietrich gets it. He came in. Leonard had it for a second, lost it, got it back. No look pass left side. Luciano three, short, aired it out. Rebound by Carl. Carl now outlets to Carter. Pass stolen by Dietrich. Two on two. Dietrich to the bucket, short. Rebound put back by Marshall for two. 41-24, and the run continues.
We have
and
another
a timeout by Southern Columbia.
Shikellamy has been so used to this happening to them.
Yes.
In the third quarter, but the Braves on quite a roll here. They have, with 4 minutes and 5 seconds left in the quarter, Southern yet to put the ball in the basket. And, of course, the Braves went from 29 to 41 here, so just having a great game. And, you know, Mason Dietrich has seven. John Pfeiffer has a bucket, as does Davis Marshall, and Nate Luciano one for two from the foul line to get that third period scoring. So
12-0 run.
I hate to say it, but it's very uncharacteristic of the Braves.
If you look at that, that's a 12-0 run, but if you take it back to about the two-minute mark,
yes,
that's actually almost a fifth. That is a 14-0 run now.
Yeah, and what I think.
I'm sorry, 16-0 run.
I think what Coach Ziegler, you know, is probably going to tell his kids, you know, you got to keep the intensity up here. We got to keep those legs, arms out. And the Braves have been getting a lot of passes that you wouldn't think should be intercepted, and that just has to be the fact that them hustling, and also I think the Southern kids are shook a little bit.
Well, and Shikellamy for the first time this year has a little bit of confidence on the offensive side, and they're driving the paint.
Well, Mason Dietrich has a lot to do with that tonight, Kevin.
Well, his return after four games out has been big so far. Pass over to the far side to Zamba. And a carry call on Gallagher.
Gallagher wanted to hit number zero there, Caden Carl. He wanted to hit him. He was down low open, but then Carl kept going out to the corner, and he couldn't make the pass, and that's not why he carried the ball.
So going back to about the two-minute mark of the second period, this is a 16-0 run. James with the basketball finds Leonard on the far wing. As they clear the timeline with 3:40 to go in the third, Southern no baskets here in this period. Underneath, James to Dietrich. Dietrich to the two. In and out, no gun, and an over-the-back call on Dietrich.
You know, that's a foul that I'll take if I'm a Coach Ziegler, because Mason followed his shot and tried to get the rebound, but that is his third.
Team foul number two against Shikellamy, but, boy, that was in the cylinder and rattled back out. 41-24, 3:30 to go. Now driving in with it is Zamba, and that will be lost out of bounds, but it'll be off of Shikellamy.
Well, again, hands up in the air, and Zamba tried to make the pass inside to an open man, but Mason Dietrich got his hand on it.
Inbound to the near wing to Gallagher. Gallagher takes a step inside for two, no good. Bounced around, Gallagher comes up with it, feeds it off to Carter underneath, who lays it up and in.
And that breaks the ice here for Southern as they pick up their first bucket.
Took almost 5 minutes to get a bucket. It's still a 16-2 run for Shikellamy, and timeout as the ball just got across the timeline, but a safe call by Bill Ziegler, who has three timeouts remaining right now.
Well, you know, I know Coach Ziegler called that, but I didn't think that was getting down to the count.
It was close. I don't think he was expecting that long pass, because the Braves were really struggling to get it more than 2 feet per pass. 3:03 to go, third period, 41-26, Shikellamy leading here in Southern Columbia on a 16-2 run. Only 2 points in this period for Southern Columbia. It was a 29-24 game at the half. The third period that had been against the Braves for the last 3 weeks, it seems, finally broke the other direction.
On the other hand, Kevin, Southern now could, you know, if they get a couple of buckets here and get a couple of stops, they're right back in this thing.
There's
again.
Loads of time.
Yeah, exactly. And he did take Mason Dietrich out, and that's a good thing because Mason has three fouls. You don't want him to pick number four up here before the fourth quarter.
Ammerman and Zechman in the game for Shikellamy now. Ammerman will have the basketball, feeds it to Long, top of the key now. Pfeiffer will drive the lane, work his way in. Hard off the back iron, no good. Tip out, controlled by Zito. Zito over the right side to Gallagher. Gallagher off the window, short, and a foul coming, I believe, on Pfeiffer.
No,
or is it on Ammerman?
It's going to be on Ammerman.
Ammerman's the one that actually came down and
kind
of brought the hammer down a little bit.
He didn't set up. He kept going backwards. And, you know, if you're moving, it's going to be a foul. You got to give that guy a chance to come down.
And it's a two-shot foul, too. That will send Gallagher to the line. He makes the first opportunity.
Well, Connor Gallagher, he picks up his 6 point there.
He's a 60% free throw shooter on the season.
Again, the Braves missed a layup here, and Southern turns around and gets two points off the foul shots.
Now that 16-2 run now has turned into a 4-0 run for Southern Columbia now, after going 5 minutes without a bucket. Top of the key, Marshall, as they break it. Ammerman went back to Marshall, couldn't get it. Trying to make the save is Pfeiffer, and Diddy. They bounces it off of Gallagher.
No, they got to talk about this. They're talking about it being backcourt.
I don't think it hit the backcourt yet. I think Pfeiffer bounced it off the chest of Gallagher.
Yeah.
The officials it's Shikellamy basketball. I believe that's the right call because it looked like it bounced off the chest of Gallagher. Pfeiffer was in the air and touched the ball off the chest of Gallagher before it hit the court on the backcourt. Ammerman now finds Marshall. Marshall goes hard to the bucket and comes up short,
man,
but will go to the line.
You got to make those, Kevin. John Pfeiffer missed a layup before this, and now Davis doesn't. I'm not being real critical, but when you're in a game against a team like Southern, you got to make every one of those shots.
You don't want to give them any opportunity to feel confident.
There's no guarantee that both foul shots would be made here, although that's a good start there. Nope.
And it rolled right out. Marshall, a 54% shooter, has been 50% tonight as well.
The team's been 50%.
That's a good point. Here comes the second opportunity from Marshall. That one in and out, no good. And Zechman had it and then lost it out of bounds. He was fighting Tyler Arnold, the freshman, for it. Got it and then lost a handle on it out of bounds. It'll be Southern basketball with 2:19 to go in the third. Southern trailing at 41-28. Arnold now brings it across again. Both teams pressing, and a travel.
Well, John Pfeiffer caused that. Or no, that's Davis over. No, it is John Pfeiffer. John stepped in front of him as he was going to catch the ball and go, and he made him do a shuffle step, and he gets called for the walk.
He was not shuffling to Buffalo.
No.
Ammerman with it as they break the press at the half-court line. Ammerman gets it back from Marshall, top of the key, Pfeiffer. They'll weave it outside, and now Pfeiffer's in some trouble. He's got to get rid of it. Now finds Ammerman just in time, under two to go, 41-28 here in the third. Pfeiffer near wing, thought about a three. Ammerman takes it at the top of the key. A howitzer shot for three. 44-28, quickly back the other way. A steal by Ammerman, loose ball, and Long can't keep it from going out of bounds as he does a forward roll to the baseline.
Well, Cale started the steal and Brandon tried to pick it up, but Brandon fell down and the ball rolled out of bounds off of him.
Zito will inbound with a minute 38 to go. Wide open, deep three, Gallagher. That was beyond the NBA section. Arnold's no good. Rebound, Marshall finds Zechman at the other end. Now Long drives the lane. Long tries to get a shot away and might have gotten tipped.
Yeah,
and that's because there was a foul on Gallagher. That will send Long to the line. Here is a guy who has been to the line only four times this year. He is 1 for 4, but he has not seen the charity stripe often at all. 44-28, a minute 23 to go in the third quarter, and Long at the line. Remember, the Braves have shot exactly 50%, actually just below 50% now.
They're one for two. That, if Braden can make the second after he makes the first, they'll be, I'm sorry, if he makes
Marshall
both of them, Marshall missed two.
Marshall missed
they'll
two.
They'll be back to 50%.
They'll be back to 50, yep, and he got the first one. So I have another opportunity here.
Are you gonna bet this on FanDuel?
I don't think this one's on the FanDuel app tonight. Second one is short. Tip out by Marshall and a blocking foul on Marshall.
Yeah, it's going to be a foul. He's going to be pushed off again, Kevin. And that's going to be the third foul on Davis, too. I'd get somebody in there if I were Coach Ziegler.
Well, Coach Ziegler's looking at his bench now does get somebody up. That's Scott Miller.
Yeah, Scotty Miller's going. Scotty's a pretty good, he's a good guard, but he rebounds well.
So, again, the Braves with a 2-2-1 press, making Southern slowly bring it up. Zido now at the half court to Carter. Carter has it tipped out to Britton. Britton now drives in, off the window too hard, gets his own rebound, throws it back up, no good. Lots of white shirts, ball still tipped around. Carl comes up with it. Carl outlet, top of the key. Britton for almost a three, decided to send it back to Carl. Now from the far elbow, Zido, no good. Gets his own rebound. Finger roll off the window, no good. Put back by Arnold, no good. Fight for the rebound. Marshall spikes it off the foot of Saito. It almost goes in the basket. And Ammerman comes up with it. Now they outlet to Long, who fell. Got it back to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer right side to Ammerman.
Kevin, this is bizarre. That was that was unbelievable offensive rebounding down there by Southern, and they came away with no points.
If you are not watching this on the WKOK YouTube channel, you must after the game to see just that series and that possession. 17 seconds, I think 30 of them went in that last possession. 45-28.
Southern doing an outstanding job there rebounding.
Deep three, Ammerman. Oh, he fired that one up from downtown Danville. And a steal by Ammerman. Puts another one up, and he almost got that one. So at the end of the third quarter, Ammerman's deep three makes it 48-28. Shikellamy over Southern. This is Braves Basketball on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
Tonight's basketball game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, offering customers a variety of insurance products at competitive prices from some of the industry's best insurance providers. Visit purdyinsurance.com, start your quote, and find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you. And don't forget to click subscribe on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Braves with a 20-point lead, outscoring Southern 19-4 in that period, and have a chance to extend the lead further here in the fourth. They'll have the basketball. They'll go to Zekman, who then travels. He did a little stutter step, couldn't think. He was thinking, do I pass, do I shoot? And then he ran. Shikellamy now turning it over. Southern will have an opportunity here against the 2-2-1 press. Sign up with the basketball over to the right side to Britton. Britton now dives it inside. And looking for a little help, Arnold gets it, and he gets it in, as a matter of fact, with the two-point bucket.
Nice pass, that time from Isaac Carter to get it down to him.
Braves break the press now. Near side, Luciano. And the Braves may take an opportunity here to run some clock here.
I would. I'd get a good offensive set here.
Long on the far wing. They'll pass it cross-court, near wing now to Luciano. Near corner, I should say. He'll come out to the top of the key, then go to Long, and they'll pass it back and forth with seven to go. Pfeiffer inside Zekman. Zekman off the window too hard. Big rebound by Caden Carl. 18-point Shikellamy lead, under seven to go. Southern needs a basket here big time. Carl now backs it out, and we'll give it to Britton, top of the key. Three-pointer, near side, bang! Big three by Sino. That was a huge opportunity. And a steal attempted by Britton, lost out of bounds. And it's 48-33, Shikellamy on top as Tozaleski will come into the game. And Marshall for the Braves, also coming in as Connor Gallagher for Southern. So Marshall will inbound with 6:38 remaining. Like you said, Chief, they did the right thing. Shikellamy did take some time off the clock. They just didn't get the bucket.
They had basically two guards playing inside that time. They were playing a five-guard offense.
There's Marshall getting the feed inside, and he will be fouled on the floor. I think it could be anybody.
It's
going
to be a one-and-one, though, Kevin.
It is going to be team foul number seven, but who are they going to call it on? It's going to be on 23. That's going to be Arnold. Yep.
And what is Mr. Arnold's first name?
Tyler.
Thank you.
6'1", 180-pound sophomore forward. As Shikellamy will bring Miller out of the game now. And James will come into the game. Here comes Marshall. Marshall, one of three, now two of five.
So he's up to 40%, Kevin. If he gets this one, he's at 50.
Even I can do that math. Does he go 3 for 6? Affirmative. 50-33 for a team that averages 42 a game. Shikellamy now 8 points over their average with 6:18 to go in the game. Three-pointer, far side, Sido, back iron, no. Marshall over the top, but still not fouling Britton. Knocks it out of bounds, unfortunately.
Davis is lucky he doesn't get called over
that. That was close.
You know, it's just that when you're taller than somebody and you're reaching over, a lot of times you're going to get that call.
You don't get the benefit of the doubt of being taller. There's a Britton long two from just outside the elbow.
They said three.
It is a three?
Yep, they gave him three.
Oh, wow. I thought he had the foot inside the line. James into the corner now. Pass is tipped, intended for Pfeiffer.
Yeah,
the Braves, and a foul.
Braves have to be careful. You know, another thing, you know, with Jakari there, he dribbled into a bunch of people. 21 the foul was on, and that would be Jakari.
I want to go back to the Britton three. He caught the ball at the near elbow and then backed up far enough to get behind a three-point shot and then drained it. That was actually a really good offensive set, trying to get that far back. Feed underneath to Arnold, lost it out of bounds.
Well,
he had turnover for
Southern.
Yeah,
Davis right on him with his both hands up in the air. You know, I guess that's, sometimes you're trying to make a good power move, and he just lost the ball.
And Dietrich will come into the game. He'll come in for Shikellamy and replace Pfeiffer with 5:45 to go. Southern will make a change as well. They'll bring Isaac Carter in, and Tyler Arnold now will sit out. 50-36, 5:45 remaining here in the period. 16-point Shikellamy lead. They did have a 20-point lead moments ago, but Southern Columbia is able to peck away. Luciano now. At 5:36, we'll send it inside to James. James kind of pushes it to Marshall, although I don't think it was intended, and Marshall gets the two. I don't know if he gets an assist on that or not.
I would give him one. There's
a steal by James, tipped into the hands of Luciano, and a held ball call, and it's Southern Columbia basketball on the possession arrow.
Well, Davis with that bucket, he has 15 unofficially tonight to go along with John Pfeiffer's 12, and again, with Mason Dietrich, 7, 10, 12, 13 for Dietrich. So you got three guys in double figures tonight, Kevin.
I don't know if that's happened this year in a winning effort. Pfeiffer comes in now for long for Shikellamy, leading at 52-36. And there's a shot inside, no good. I think that was Arnold that tried that one. Actually, no, it wasn't Arnold. Might have been Britton, 13. Over the right side, Marshall rattles it home for two. 54-36, under five to go. Shikellamy on top. Here comes Britton. Stops, pops, and drops. That was the nicest look. That was actually one of his better drives and a better shot. Got a good look and everything. Luciano decides to drive the paint from the half-court line. Too hard off the backboard. Out of bounds, Shikellamy basketball.
Again, I like, Mason Dietrich in there battling. I tried to get that offensive board off of the miss from Nate Luciano, and kept it alive, Kevin.
Zamba in the game, and Masala coming into the game now for Southern Columbia. First time we've seen the junior at guard, Matt Masala. Now Pfeiffer with it on the far wing. On the inbound, he'll hand it off to Luciano with the 4-minute 30 mark blown by here in the final stanza. Shikalimi up 54-38, looking for the third win of the season. Marshall underneath, puts a shoulder down and gets it. Boy, that was really close to being a charge, but Marshall might have gotten away with a two-pointer there and saved a foul. Zito with the basketball now, outside the circle, guarded by Marshall. He'll hand it off to Britton. Britton fires up a three, rolls around, bounces off the back of the iron, and drops in. Arnold now, actually, we have a timeout.
Yes. Britton picks up his 10-point, Kevin.
Southern calls the timeout. They will have one timeout remaining at the halfway mark here of this final period at a 15-point Shikellamy lead. Again, Southern has been able to knock 5 points off that Braves lead, Chief.
Yeah, but you know, I thought they were going to make a couple of runs. They got it down to 14, and then Davis Marshall's hit 8 points here. In fact, he's the only Brave to score in this quarter, and they just have to keep answering. Once in a while, I get a little frustrated because you know you're trying to take some time off the clock and move the ball around, and you dribble into the zone, and that's a mess. And that was one of the problems they had. But for the most part, they've been doing a decent job, and with 3:58 to go here, they just have to make sure that they don't lose the ball. No unforced turnovers, and take good shots.
Kevin Hur, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie, the executive producer of WKOK Sports and the YouTube channel, Chad Evans, Dylan Kramer, Emily Fry on the broadcast tonight. And, Chad, I'm going to do something I don't normally do. The Bobby Jones, one of the assistants, is that the Bobby Jones that shot 1,000 here?
Yes.
I think it is, yeah. I just was thinking that earlier, and I forgot to ask you, so I thought I'd do it while we were on the air and make it awkward. 56-41. You think. Okay, thanks.
How many Bobby Jones are there in Southern Columbia?
All right. I can't tell.
Yeah.
The mask does make it hard to tell, Chad. You're right. Marshall driving in, harassed, gets it off to James. James, baseline, lost it, ripped right out of his hands. Masala now with a one-on-two. He goes up off the window and in with a hand and a body and a shoulder in his face. 56-43.
Jakari's got to take better care of the ball, Kevin.
And Pfeiffer almost got it. Well, actually, he did get away with one there.
10 seconds.
And that is a 10-second call. The Braves could not get it over the timeline, and a very good Southern defense. 56-43 with 3:12 to go. And I'll tell you what, I have to agree with Coach Witowicz. I think at one point he might have actually got an offensive foul and got away with one. But the Tigers get the ball anyway, and now they're going to run out of time. Just barely got that one into Carter in time. Now to the right side to Ziambo, who lays it off the window and in. And it's down to an 11-point game. Southern cutting the lead almost in half. Over to the Braves, driving in Leonard with a runner, and he got it to go. 58-45.
The freshman with a big bucket and his sixth point of the game, Kevin.
And driving in is Britton, comes up short. Yeah. Pfeiffer with a rebound.
Good box out by John, all right. Get that board.
Pfeiffer now goes right down the middle of the court. Left hand, left side, couldn't get it right in. Britton with a rebound. Britton now pushes it up. He puts into the right, left side, short. Marshall with a rebound. 2:25 to go in the final stanza, 58-45, Shikellamy.
Let's run some offense, okay? Let's do a little job. There's a foul by number four.
Zito picks up the foul. That'll be a one-and-one situation on Luciano, who's a 54% shooter on the season.
He's 1-for-2 tonight, Kevin.
And he's 50% from the evening. Carl will come into the game now. He'll check in for Britton.
You know, I think there's some tired players out there, Kevin.
There have been a lot of running.
Because a couple of the layups have been, you know, like it looks like the legs have gone and they just don't have enough energy to get the ball up like they would if they were fresh.
Well, this isn't a Montoursville-sized court, as Luciano makes it, but it's a pretty big court running up and down here.
I played on this court, Kevin. Now they've remodeled it.
I was going to say, you didn't play on this court, but you played.
The bleachers were a lot smaller, but I played on this court.
Second one up, and that one no good.
Against a guy by the name of Dennis Schmidt up there.
He's on that 1,000-point banner.
Yeah, except for Claiborne. He's probably the second highest scorer in Southern history.
1,465, as a matter of fact. First 1,000-point scorer on the banner. Missed the second shot, by the way, and Southern pushes it back up. And now Luciano will steal it away. 59-45 with two to go. Leonard out the top of the key, finds Marshall underneath. Marshall lost it off of the
his
knee.
Leg. Yeah, it's off his leg.
It'll be Southern ball. And now the Braves are throwing in a host
JVs,
of changes.
Yes.
Yeah, Williams is coming in now. Miller is in. Also coming in for the Braves, Wallace, James, and Cashner. With a 14-point lead and a minute 54 to go. Southern Columbia has not yet had a travel. I was going to say, has not yet put in their subs yet as Zido travels.
Well, Ryan Williams looked like he was going to get in the passing lane there, and it made him take that extra step and walk with the ball.
Minute 58 to go. Shikellamy basketball, 59-45. As the Braves looking to get win number 3 on the season and come ever so closer to where Central Mountain is right now, at least in the district standings. Williams with the basketball, sends it inside and gives it to Wallace. Wallace short, rebound by Cashner. Cashner will outlet, and now a three-pointer on the way, short by Williams. Williams gets the loose ball, drives in, has his shot blocked by Carter. It goes out of bounds. It will be Southern basketball.
Whew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now. I need a breather. Now checking in is going to be Yek and Kulik for Southern Columbia. A minute 14 remaining, 59-45. I don't think we're going to see one of those Alcoa fantastic finishes this time.
I don't think so either, Kevin.
As we did a year ago. Carl with the basketball. And goes top of the key, down to Masala. And bounces it off of the foot of James. And with 54.1 remaining, it'll be Southern basketball, 59-45. You know, with about 2 minutes to go, some may have thought it might have been a little early for Bill Ziegler to put in the JVs. But, again, I think the way both these teams were playing, I think, one, they needed a breather, and two, it kind of worked out with your JV team holding the ball and not taking any chances, too. James.
Oh! A behind-the-back pass again by James to Wallace, but the shot doesn't go.
At the other end, Masala does get it to go. 59-47, 31 seconds left. I tell you what, Jakari has some of the most amazing passes I have ever seen a high school player make.
If Trey would have made it, it would have made the night.
Oh, it would have. You got to watch that on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. He is just fun to watch these passes. 8 seconds remaining. And they'll hold it. Southern really not doing anything to contest, and that will do it. Shikellamy with a 59-47 win over the Southern Columbia Tigers. It's win number 3 of the season for the Braves, and they're getting hot at the right time, getting ready for the March Madness in high school basketball. Well, the post-game wrap coming up. You're listening to Braves Basketball or watching it on the WKFK Sports YouTube channel.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg.
and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Chickalamy 59, Southern Columbia 47, as the Braves jump out to a 20-point lead and then start to see Southern Columbia peck away there in that fourth quarter. But it was the big 19-4 fourth period that really made the game here, or third period rather, that really made the game. And Bill Ziegler joining us on the postgame. Hey, a third period we can actually talk about now. This hasn't happened much this year, Bill.
Yeah, we put the ball in the basket a little bit, but more than that, I think our defensive, our press, our half-court trap and our full-court press really caused a lot of turnovers. And then, you know, sometimes when you get turnovers and you convert them into baskets, that really is a big momentum. And our kids, you know, had a great third quarter. Fourth quarter, we got a little crazy, but that is probably the first time we had a lead late in the game, and we weren't sure how to handle that. But you know, I give the kids all the credit in the world. Boy, they played their rear ends off, and I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, this is a huge win. You could see they were actually having fun tonight, especially in that second half when things started to go their way. And it looked like you kind of took the reins off of them a little bit and left them go. And
to be honest with you, we didn't. They just kind of did it on their own. But, you know, it worked out well. You know, we talked at halftime, said, fellas, we're like 1-for-14 from three. We can't live at the three. We got to get the ball inside more. But the defense kind of took care of that anyway. So, you know, that was nice.
Mason Dietrich sure helped out tonight. In that third quarter, he had 7 or 8 points, you know, before anybody else scored. Just does so much rebounds, plays good defense. And that gives you your third player to get double figures.
Yeah, you know, Mason was out with a concussion. He got hurt in the Lewisburg game. So, you know, that not only hurt us rebound-wise, but defensively as well. And Mason is one of the, you know, kids we count on to put the ball into the basket. And it was good to see him get going today. And, you know, we're glad that he's back.
You know, the other thing that I noticed, for once, our arms in that press were just getting, you know, you almost had Southern to the point they just wanted to didn't want to bring the ball up. Because every time they make a throw, you know, either Pfeiffer or Dietrich or Marshall had their hands on the ball.
Yeah, Johnny Pfeiffer had his hands on a ton of balls today, and you know, you know, he's long, and they tried to throw over him a couple times, and you got to throw it pretty high in the air to get over John. You know, John didn't score as many points as he would like to, but he had a really good game.
He had 12.
That is good. Yeah. But John had a ton of steals.
I was going to say, he had 12, a ton of steals, and 2 block shots tonight.
Yeah, Johnny had a tough assignment the other night with Valentine, and I thought he had a great game. And, you know, Johnny's defense is starting to get better and better all the time, and we like the way he's progressing.
Bill, enjoy this one. Yeah. It made the trip here worthwhile to wait 24 hours and change the venue.
Yeah, I think, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I think 59 was our highest output for the year.
Actually, I was just about to look at that, so give me a couple of seconds.
Okay,
bud.
So I'm hoping that, you know, that's a sign of things to come. You know, because really we didn't shoot well from three, and, you know, until the third quarter when Kale hit a couple and Mason hit one.
57 against North Schuylkill was the high until tonight.
Do you know last year at halftime, your halftime score was 29-24? Last year at halftime, you were up 28-25, so we didn't have the deja vu that we had last year, all right? You actually went the opposite direction and just blew it out, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the kids had, like I said, we had a really good third quarter, and it was because of our defense, half-court trap, and our full-court press. And, you know, once again, my hat's off to the kids. Boy, they played well.
And it's the shirts.
It could be the shirts.
I was going to say, are these going to come out for more often now?
Or? Well, we might have to.
Now, normally, Coach Ziegler, as many know, wears a tie to these games. But tonight they went with the performance Braves basketball maroon shirts. which look really good, I might add.
Our Fast Breaker Club bought these for us. Well, thank you, Fast Breaker Club.
Yeah. I'm just saying, maybe they need to get washed here before Thursday night.
Well, we might have to. We'll see, Kevin.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the ride home.
All right, thank you, guys.
Good job.
It's going to be a fun ride home, that's for sure. Braves win it 59-47, and now win number 3 of the season. And here's the important part, Chief. You were doing some scorebook checking when I was talking about this at halftime. Right now, Belfont is 4-7 coming into tonight's action with .489 in the rating. Central Mountain, 4-8 at .434. Shikellamy at 2-9 at .373. Now, Southern Columbia has 6 wins coming in. That is a bunch of power performance or power points that the Braves are going to be able to collect on here and could find themselves really in a good position in the next couple of weeks, as we've been saying, with Central Mountain coming into town in the beginning of March. So, again,
we can only hope, Kevin, a big win tonight,
and a lot of power points were in play in this one.
Exactly.
Chief, give us a rundown of the high scores quick.
Well, if we go with the Braves were led, and Davis Marshall led all scores with 19 points tonight. Mason Dietrich was his return after his concussion protocol with 13. John Pfeiffer with 12. But I got to tell you that Cam Leonard, the freshman, had 6. Cale Emmerman with 2 big threes in that third quarter at the end also had 6. Nate Luciano, who ran the point and kept the offense going, had 2 foul shots for 2. And Braden Long threw in a bucket there, a foul shot also. For Southern, they were led by Brian Britton with 10. And had nobody else in double figures, but Connor Gallagher had 7. Leon Kleban had 6. Michael Zito had 6. And that's about it. Everybody else had 3, 4, or 2.
Once again, our final score, it was Shikellamy 59, Southern Columbia 47. Braves next in action Thursday night on the schedule at Shamokin. We'll have it for you on WKOK and on the WKOK app, as well as WKOK.com at 7:09. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, the executive producer of the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, Chad Evans, Dylan Kramer, and Emily Fry, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Braves Basketball on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.